Farmers in the United States are quick to point out that their products feed people all over the world. And while this is a diverse country, the people working on farms and elsewhere in agriculture often don't reflect the population. Changing that is becoming a priority in hopes new people will bring fresh ideas to meet some of our food system's greatest challenges. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer reports.
Take the long-standing practice of planting only corn or soybeans on millions of Midwest acres. It's worked for a long time, but this monoculture habit can also contribute to problems.
A fair bit of our environmental issues with agriculture across the country, not just in Iowa, relate to a lack of diversity on the landscape.
That's Kendall Lamke. He's chair of the agronomy department at Iowa State University. Agronomists understand soil, plants, and farming practices and advise farmers on how to improve what they do. And Lamke says the field needs fresh ideas. More than 95% of all farmers nationwide are white, according to the most recent census of agriculture.
The way to rediversify the landscape is to rediversify the people in agriculture.
So Lamke launched a statewide marketing campaign called I'm an Agronomist to attract students who wouldn't likely come in the door on their own. He wanted more students, but in particular, he wanted students from a wider pool, from cities and suburbs and from minority groups.
When I started doing this a long time ago, there was some people who weren't happy that we were recruiting people that didn't think like them into agriculture. But in the end, that's how all fields move forward, is bringing in people who don't think like we do.
Lamke's approach is working. Prepare for some numbers here because they say a lot. Enrollment in agronomy has more than tripled since Lamke became department chair in 2006. At that point, there was only one agronomy student who identified as other than white. Today, 23 students do. That's almost 7%.
Good.
Liz Hata is one of the new faces in agriculture classes. I met her in a study room at the Parks Library on the Iowa State campus.
I'm a global resource systems major with a technical focus in agronomy.
Hata grew up in a Des Moines suburb, daughter of a Japanese-American doctor and a white stay-at-home mom. Her major has an international focus.
I feel like very, very diverse, much more than the rest of the college of ag. But I definitely see that there's a little more racial tension in the college of ag than I was expecting.
It's something animal science major Melissa Garcia Rodriguez also notices. Her parents are Mexican immigrants, and though she grew up in a city, she's planning to become a large animal veterinarian. Many of her classmates have raised livestock on family farms. She already feels like an outsider, and when she questions the way they want to do something, some just shut her down.
There's that awkward tension, like, oh, okay, then go somewhere else because you don't belong here, you don't do this. Like, they don't say that, but that tension is definitely there.
Whether about animal husbandry or more general chatter over politics, Garcia says she's typically not one to speak up, especially when loud classmates share views different from hers.
I just stay quiet and I keep it civil.
Garcia and Hata are quick to point out that many students and faculty have been supportive. For trailblazers, being the one who is different can be a strain. Some workplaces in the industry are also trying to change. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has worked for years to become more diverse and inclusive. For example, the department increased recruiting at historically black colleges. Since 2011, the number of non-white USDA employees nationwide has increased 5 percentage points to 28% today.
The best, smartest, most innovative people come from all walks of life.
That's Iowa State's Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion, Reginald Chen Stewart. He says these efforts are logical and perhaps even necessary.
You have to cast the net wider, I think, to catch the biggest fish.
Whether those fish ultimately sink or swim will depend not just on their preparation and tenacity, but also on the feel of the water they dive into. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.